Well, chances are when you visit your local McDonald's and order a McRib, that pork came from a local farm. When you order a milkshake from McDonald's, that milk likely came also from an Indiana dairy farm. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Michael Brooks. He's the owner-operator of three McDonald's restaurants near the Lafayette area. And Michael, when it comes to supporting Indiana farmers, one of the biggest supporters that I know of is McDonald's of Indiana.
Yeah, McDonald's has a long-standing commitment to sourcing ingredients locally whenever possible. And, you know, we realize that our customers want the freshest ingredients that we can give them. And the only way to do that is to get it from the closest source. And, you know, we just have a lot of great partners with the Indiana State Poultry Association, the American Dairy Association, the Indiana Pork Producers Association, and many more that we're able to get high-quality, fresh ingredients to our customers quickly.
And it's amazing the statistic that the McDonald's system serves up 5.9 million pounds of pork sourced from Indiana pork producers. And that's just one small piece of the bigger pie when it comes to the amount of products that the McDonald's system purchases from Indiana farmers, Michael.
Yeah, we purchase about $400 million for the supply chain alone and about $50 million of quality ingredients. You know, like you said, almost 6 million pounds of pork, 26 million pounds of flour, almost 2 million gallons of milk, and almost 1.5 million eggs. So it's a substantial amount that we get from local farmers here.
And also when it comes to that connection between Indiana farmers and the McDonald's system, when you think about Indiana farmers, many of whom are small business owners, and much the same with McDonald's owner-operators, much like yourself, all small business owners.
Yeah, it's great to be able to work with, you know, people who are local small business owners like ourselves. And I actually was able to go to a thing with Purdue University at a pork producer plant that was actually about 10 minutes from my house. So it was even more local than I thought it was going to be. And it was a really fun experience just to kind of see all the, you know, research and everything that they do into, you know, sourcing the highest quality pork. And it's just great to be able to work with people like that.
The reason why we're chatting, Michael, is all this week is National Ag Week. All this month is National Ag Month. And certainly you and other McDonald's owner operators just want to take the time to say thank you to all of our Indiana farmers and our Indiana ag suppliers.
Yeah, I know it's Ag Month, but, you know, for us, it's Ag Day every day. I mean, we couldn't do our job without them, you know, executing on a high level on their jobs. And it's just a great partnership. And, you know, the McDonald's supply chain is very strong and has a lot of great partners, you know, locally we're able to source our ingredients from.
Once again, Michael Brooks, owner-operator of three McDonald's restaurants near the Lafayette area, Tippecanoe County and Fountain County. And Michael, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. It was a pleasure.